Live at 5 Sports with Todd and Suhan, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort. There's a lot of good news stories in the Minnesota sports world right now, Jim, with the Timberwolves taking game one from the Nuggets. The Twins, a 12-game winning streak, longest since 91. That did end yesterday. Let's start with the Timberwolves. They play again tonight in game two. Another impressive performance on Saturday.
You know, I'm not shocked that they won game one. I wouldn't have been shocked if you told me they were going to win this series. What I was shocked by was that they played the best team in the world, who has the best player in the world, and it looked like the Wolves were a significantly better team and that Anthony Edwards was by far the best player on the court.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win the series, but it means they probably should win the series. I think they're the better team.
They do look like the better team. You can match up the stars against each other, and I like the Timberwolves. And then certainly we believe that the bench is certainly stronger than Denver's.
Yes, and the Wolves bench, the Wolves didn't even play that well in game one. The bench wasn't nearly as good as it usually is. They didn't have the bench advantage they usually have, at least until Naz Reid went nuts in the fourth quarter. Towns had two really good stretches that kept them in the game. But it was really Edwards and just one other player at a time playing well offensively, and their team defense kept them in it. I was really impressed. And Anthony Edwards, if he's ready for the stage, and it looks like he's ready for the stage, they might be the best team in basketball right now.
It does look like he's ready, and the national media is late to the party, but finally starting to really recognize that as well. But he's just got a gregarious smile. Like you say, you wish he'd interact with local media a little bit more. But certainly he's just generating millions of fans around the world.
Oh, yeah, and you know, I was just talking about all the everybody's a collection of positives and negatives.
Yes.
Edwards' negatives so far have been he's had a couple off court things that we don't want to hear about, and he's not as open with the local media as some people are. But those are the first thing is something he needs to deal with that I don't really care about. Second, affects me directly, so I care about it, but I don't expect fans to care about it. But the big picture stuff is what's important here. He is a great player. He's a great two-way player. He's very coachable. He's a great teammate. He's he's kind of raw as a human being, but as a basketball thinker, I think being around Finch and Connolly and Mike Connolly has really educated him in the game. He's put in the work, and he's got that, I hate all the cliches that get attached to players like him, like killer instinct. I always want to go back to the Jerry Burns rant about killer instinct, but there is that extra something that great competitors have that other people have trouble matching up with, and Edwards has that thing.
Yes, he wants to, in the worst way, win every game that he's a part of. And I'm just watching, looking at the box score right now and reminded of the block that he had on Michael Porter Jr. on Saturday, where he helped out a teammate and then rises up and blocks a much larger man with his left hand. I mean, it seems like it shouldn't be that big a deal, but it is. Right-handed blockers generally jump off their left foot. It doesn't matter to him as long as he's getting in the way, he's making plays.
Yeah, and he's put in the biggest thing is he had always had talent. He's put in the work. He's been very coachable. He's incredibly well-conditioned. He's strong. He's a load for anybody to handle. He's improved his ball handling skills. He's improved his three-point shooting dramatically, and he's also given himself some great isolation moves where if his team really needs a bucket and ball movement isn't getting them there, he can just post somebody up and shoot a turnaround fadeaway that's impossible to block. And takes, by the way, you do that in the fourth quarter of a game where you've been doing everything, it takes a lot of conditioning, a lot of leg strength to be able to pull that off, and he has that.
Boy, is that for sure. You know, and he's talked about that. He put in the work in the offseason. He got faster. He got stronger. His maturity and development is coming faster than 99% of the players you see come into the NBA.
Yep, and I give Finch a lot of credit and his staff. I mean, I just don't think they could have coached Anthony any better to date. I think his time with Team USA last summer really made him realize that he doesn't have to take a back seat to anybody. He was, two games into the international tournament, he and Steve Kerr both came to the realization he was by far the best player on the team. And for him to carry that mantle for his country, I think, helped mature him as a player. And then the player development program, the roster development they have with the Timberwolves, this is just a really well-run organization.
Yeah.
They acquired really good players. they coach them up, they develop them, they keep them in great shape, they keep them in a great frame of mind. You know, the common thread between the Twins winning streak and the Wolves winning streak right now is that you have not only really smart people in charge, but you have a great atmosphere around the team. Now, Willie Castro was talking about that yesterday in the locker room. I played for other teams. I've talked to people who played for all the other teams in baseball. I said, this is the best place for me to be because they treat you well. Yeah. And they treat you well every day, and they treat you well when you're not playing well. And it lets you come to the ballpark the next day with a good frame of mind, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, sure is. Just quickly, one more with the Timberwolves. You know, I've heard it often said by ex-players, coaches, stars are stars on the road or at home in the playoffs. It's your role players that will shrink oftentimes on the road as compared to at home. We did see a little bit of that in Game 1. Alexander Walker didn't play all that well, and Jaden McDaniels didn't score a single point in the game. And yet they win because their star, in particular, Anthony Edwards, carried them from start to finish.
Well, their star and their defense.
Yep.
Because having a great defense buys you time. You can have a bad quarter offensively. You can have a bad half offensively. You can have your best player have a shooting slump, and you can stay in the game because you're playing great defense. Here, the key underappreciated stat in that game, Anthony Edwards against Nikola Jokic. They don't guard each other, but each is their team's best player and star for their team. Edwards, handling the ball, driving through traffic, making all the plays, one turnover. Nikola Jokic going up against 3 7-footers and trying to find ways to get off tough shots, 7 turnovers.
Hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Forced him into, I think that was a season high for him. How many times does Jokic have 7 turnovers? Hardly ever.
Yeah, he's a brilliant player. And the Wolves are approaching him the right way. They're saying, we're going to make him, if he wants to get his points, he's going to have to take difficult 2-point shots, and we'll live with the ones he makes. We're not going to double him and give him easy open passes to good 3-point shooters where they get on a 3-point shooting run and you just can't keep up. They're doing exactly the right thing.
The Twins tonight start a series at home against Seattle, a 4-gamer, and with Seattle in town, Jorge Polanco is in town. Former Twin, he's off to a bit of a slow start, but that's kind of how he was with the Twins too, wasn't it, Jim? Kind of April, not necessarily his best month, and then he started hitting?
Usually, and you see it with so many Latin American players, they just don't like the cold. I don't like the cold.
Right.
Hitting is a tactile thing. And if you're not used to cold weather and your hands are cold, you're probably not going to perform at an optimal level. Other than his PED suspension, Polanco was a model citizen for this team.
Yep.
Very popular teammate. As they've gone through all these injuries, he was probably the guy who most often went to Rocco's office and said, I know my knee hurts, but I want to play today.
Yeah.
Played any position they asked him to play, never complained, just a nice person, good player. The only shame with him is it is a shame that he couldn't just stay healthier, because not only have injuries that took him off the field, he had injuries that obviously hurt his swing. You could see him not even being able to stay in balance on his follow through because something hurt in his lower half of his body.
Yeah.
And it's a shame we didn't ever get to see him just have like a 2 or 3 year stretch where he got to be a healthy version of himself. Because if he had, that's an all-star player.
Probably still with the team.
Here's the thing. The more I hear about the Polads and the Twins, I think they just don't want to spend another dollar. So I don't think they would have kept him. I think they would have replaced him with Julian because Julian's younger and maybe better and much cheaper, but they might have been able to trade him for more.
Yeah. Your column yesterday talked about Ryan Jeffers, the Twins catcher, continues to mash for the Twins and getting those DH at-bats as well as the catcher at-bats.
Yes, and I had some fun with the topic. I said that the two great trades made in recent history were for Rudy Gobert and Christian Vasquez because Gobert has elevated this franchise and Vasquez lit a fire under Jeffers. Since the Vasquez trade, Ryan Jeffers has been the Twins' best player.
Yeah,
not their highest paid, not their most celebrated, but in terms of pure production, if you want to go to war, if you want to go OPS, he has been their best player, and it's not really close.
The Twins had given him chances previously,
yep,
and he hadn't taken advantage. So they say, well, I guess we need a catcher. And then, like you said, Jeffers got focused after that.
Yeah, Vasquez came in as the starter and didn't hit. And Jeffers, I think, got properly offended and started to hit. And he keeps getting better. I asked Rocco about it yesterday. Rocco said, this guy is a case study for how you make adjustments during a game and during an at-bat.
Great.
He's early in the count, he's looking to hit the ball over the fence. Late in the count, he's looking to put it in play. He hits situationally. He can hit the ball a long way. He takes good at-bats. He's the real deal.
That's for sure, and maybe headed toward his first All-Star game appearance this year. We'll find out shortly. Timberwolves tonight here on KWLM 830 with the pregame game 2 from Denver. Jim, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Live at 5 Sports, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort.